Hello, and welcome to another episode of Terminals Talk, the podcast from the Tank Storage Association. I am Nunzia Florio. The bulk storage and energy infrastructure sector places great emphasis on training and development to give employees at all levels the opportunity to learn and grow. Apprenticeships are an invaluable tool for upskilling in areas that matter the most to employers across the sector, as well as a highly effective route to recruit and train future talent. In this episode, we will explore the benefits and advantages of apprenticeships, as well as some of the apprenticeship routes available in the sector. Joining me today are TSA's Executive Director, Peter Davidson, John Reynolds, Founder and Director of Reynolds Training Services, and Adrian Jackson, Chief Executive of the Oil and Pipelines Agency. Hi all. So today we are going to discuss the benefits of apprenticeships in the terminals industry. As mentioned in our introduction, apprenticeships are not only a great way for employers to nurture their own talent, but they also provide employers with an opportunity to recruit and train future talent, as well as address skills shortages and develop careers across core parts of their businesses. Before we delve any deeper into the routes available in our sector, I would like to ask Peter more generally about why apprenticeships are good for business and what are the advantages of apprenticeships for businesses across our sector.
Hi, Nuncia. Yeah, thank you. I think whether a business is looking to upskill existing employees or recruiting and training fresh talent, new people into the business, I think apprenticeships can add a great deal of value to businesses, both directly and indirectly. So one example of that is if we look at upskilling, for example, one of the benefits may be that businesses are able to upskill in areas that matter the most to them and where it is most needed. In turn, learners are also able to apply new knowledge and skills straight away, adding an immediate benefit to the business. And if we look at recruiting and training future talent, new people into the company, and with our world now in an almost constant state of change with regards to technology, processes and systems all evolving and transforming day by day, it's never been more important to secure the best new talent, to not only fill the key skills gaps that we have today, but also to start to build a resilient workforce for the future. And this is something that is really, really crucial to our businesses. The terminal sector is growing and evolving, and new and exciting opportunities are opening up for the next generation of talent. For example, against the backdrop of national and international efforts to tackle climate change by reducing carbon emissions to achieve net zero, there are huge international efforts that are in place, and that means that the bulk liquid storage sector itself will need to continue to grow and evolve over the coming years. And to do that, it really does need to invest in the training and recruitment of future talent. So from helping to unlock the potential of hydrogen as a new energy carrier, to scale up use of sustainable biofuels, and the evolving service that our sector provides, there are vast opportunities for the next generation of talent, and it really is imperative that we can harness that talent to support the innovation that we need going forward.
Absolutely, Peter. And as we mentioned, the benefits of apprenticeships are numerous. For example, the government in a recent survey notes that 85% of employers, as well as 84% of those with completed apprentices and 86% of those with current apprentices would recommend an apprenticeship to other employers. Around 84% of employers across the UK report benefiting from the development of skills relevant to the organisation by hiring apprentices. And 78% of employers in that survey also say that apprenticeships have helped them improve productivity. And a similar percentage notes an improvement of the quality of their products or services.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, there's even more, because training can be adapted according to the needs of the business. And businesses can expand their workforce where this is needed the most. So that means that they can grow talent, and they can grow and gain a new talent pool. They can diversify the teams that they have with a wider range of talent, which really does enrich the business from the group up and so on. So the recruitment of apprentices to try and plug some of those gaps and improve that talent pool within the business is absolutely essential. And that's why it's such an attractive option for employers. And it certainly is undoubtedly a strategic solution too for the business to not only meet the challenges that they have now, but also the future challenges that they have as a business.
Absolutely.
And I think we should also consider that apprenticeships are also a cost-effective way to support the development of new skills and talent. They are incredibly cost-effective. And I know that John, who's joining us today, can perhaps tell us a little bit more about the financial advantages of hiring apprentices through the apprenticeship program.
Okay, yes, Peter, thank you. So apprenticeships have been around for a long time. In 2017, the government introduced the apprenticeship levy. This requires businesses who have an annual wage bill in excess of £3 million to make a monthly contribution towards a centralised pot of money, which can then be accessed by any business to finance training opportunities, specifically apprenticeships currently, for their workforce. So if you pay into the apprenticeship levy, you've effectively already paid for your apprentice. So in essence, you're drawing down your money to pay for that entire training fee from that central government pot. And if, of course, your business is not eligible to contribute to the levy, you yourself can still claim 95% of that funding. So meaning that all you have to do is pay 5% in, and you'll get 95% of that cost back relevant to the apprenticeship program. So in essence, your business can benefit from a new cohort of trained, time-served and qualified staff who have cost you very little indeed.
And from the 1st of April, the government has scrapped the 5% small and medium-sized employer co-investment payments for apprentices under the age of 22, meaning that the government will fully fund training costs for those apprentices up to the age of 21. But, John, what happens if you have already claimed the apprenticeship levy?
Thanks, Nunzia. Yeah, so in that case, your business can still benefit if you want to hire more apprentices than your levy contributions will pay for directly. In essence, you can still claim 95% funding for those additional apprentices. All you're required to do is pay that additional 5% back into the pot. While the levy will help to cover your apprenticeship training, it's worth bearing in mind that the employers will still have to provide the employee-related costs, such as salary, travel, accommodation, and PPE. These will vary depending on the learner, on the costs of accommodating them off-site, and also on the costs of acquiring the relevant PPE. It's also worth bearing in mind that with any apprenticeship, value-added learning costs are not covered through the levy. So, for example, we include first aid at work training within our delivery, but this is not a direct requirement of the apprenticeship standard, and therefore the qualification cost has to be borne by the employer.
Thanks, John. That's really useful. And there are some really exciting apprenticeships available in our sector today, aren't there?
There are indeed, Peter, yeah. So, for example, we're delivering currently the Science and Manufacturing Technician Apprenticeship with Bulk Liquid Terminal Technician Specialism, which in itself is a sector-leading program that's been developed by the Tank Storage Association, its members, and Cogent. As a program, Reynolds has developed around 60 modules specifically relating to our sector. We've also underpinned the apprenticeship route by a brand new Level 3 diploma for a bulk storage operator technician. And the wider program itself that we deliver has gained approval by ICME, as well as approval of the Level 3 diploma for a bulk storage operator technician. This means that successful apprentices and learners can accelerate their application to gain engineering technician status with ICME, which in itself is an industry first from an operator aspect. The apprenticeship itself, we run that from our training facility in Stallingborough, where we have a fully operational tank farm and both basic process control system, which emulates all elements of the bulk liquid storage process. Alongside this, we have modern day classrooms and also links with wider industry and other providers, which really expands the learning process. The apprenticeship itself is a 30-month program made up of 27 months training and assessment, followed by a 3-month window to conduct that all vital endpoint assessment, an activity that is carried out independently to ensure that the apprentice has reached the required standard. From a delivery aspect, we break this down into core phases. Phase one is all about understanding the industrial landscape and industry safety. That itself is delivered over a 5-month window once the apprentice starts with us. That's followed by phase two, which focuses on terminal operations. Here, the apprentice gets a much wider expansion of all elements of bulk liquid and gas operations, including the receipt, storage, and export, detailing all of those primary methods of transfer, be that road, rail, ship, and the like. Phase three, the apprentice undertakes their level three bulk storage operator technician qualification. And this is generally run over the final year of their apprenticeship, which sees them spend most of their time back at their employer's site. In year one, the apprentice will spend around 50% of their time with Reynolds and 50% of their time at their employer's site. Year two sees this reduced to around 15% of their time with Reynolds until they reach their endpoint assessment process. Also key to note that due to a change in the Science and Manufacturing Technician Standard, the TSA, its members, along with Reynolds Training, have formed a trailblazing group that are working with Cogent to approve a new apprenticeship route. This will be the Bulk Storage Terminal Technician Standard. This again will be at level three and will have the same depth of knowledge, but with a wider focus on energy transition. The standard itself should be available by September 2024.
Yeah, thanks, John. And as an old apprentice myself, it's been an absolute privilege to be able to work with you and our member companies, the employers, to develop the new apprenticeship standard going forward. But just looking at the bulk liquid terminal technician apprenticeship, when should employers start to look at enrolling a new apprentice? What's the typical timeline involved?
Well, that is generally a year before the apprenticeship starts and really covers a range of different phases. First and foremost, the employer needs to undertake some form of gap analysis to identify what gaps they've got within their business. And that's not just now, that's looking towards the future. Where are our skills gaps going to be and how are we going to fill those gaps? Apprenticeships, as we've said previously, are an ideal way to do that. Once you've identified the gaps, you then need to get that sign off from your senior leadership team and then look at your recruitment plan to bring in the right level of apprentice to your organization. So that generally would start through to September through to the January in itself. Once you've done that, then ultimately you're going to start advertising out and going through that review and selection process. Again, that's going to take about a 3-month window from September through to the end of March, early April, by which time we should be looking to offer out roles to the successful applicants. We should then be starting to think about that onboarding process into our own organisation, but also liaising with your apprenticeship provider and looking at how you're going to onboard with them. And that really is going to be that 3-month window from around June to September when they're going to start their apprenticeship with their provider. And during that period, you're going to onboard them within your organisation, but also you're going to be communicating with your provider and they're going to start the onboarding process there. In itself, that entails building the individual learning program and plan for your apprentice. Once that's all done, then ultimately delivery is going to start the following September. In our case, that's going to commence on the 3rd of September 2024 for cohort 6.
Thanks, John. That's really helpful. And I think it's worthwhile mentioning as well that both on the TSA website, but also on the Reynolds Training Services website, there's a useful one-page guide which sets out the timeline for recruiting apprentices and the journey that they follow. Just on the topic of apprenticeships, it's probably also worth mentioning that there is also a maintenance and operations engineering technician apprenticeship, which is a level 3. And the program is delivered by a number of providers, including the Humberside Engineering Training Association, HETA, and also the CATCH. Both facilities are based in the Grimsby, Stallingborough area. And that apprenticeship itself covers 7 key specialisms: electrical, mechanical, control and instrumentation, electrical systems, process control, electromechanical, and plant operations technicians, all incredibly vital to safe and efficient operation of terminals. And the program itself consists of a year at the training centre in Stallingborough, and that covers a range of practical skills and classroom theory-based training. And apprentices, I believe, can then join their company from year 2 onwards for on-site development and assessment.
Thank you, Peter. As the sector looks to tomorrow and with many opportunities opening up, Adrian, you've always been a great advocate of apprenticeships in our sector and very vocal about the rewarding and diverse career opportunities that our industry offers.
That's right, Nuncia. I have great confidence in the next generation of people who choose to join our sector. The sector is committed to leading from the front in the journey to net zero, and I strongly believe that the next generation of talent joining us will find innovative solutions to our energy transition challenges. However, it is incumbent on us to offer the next generation the opportunities they need to develop their knowledge and experience. From the very beginning, I have been a keen supporter of the Bulk Liquid Storage Apprenticeship Programme, as well as other traditional engineering apprenticeships. For example, the Bulk Liquid Operational Apprenticeship Programme, in conjunction with the Apprenticeship Levy Fund, has provided a mechanism and process for OPA to develop and recruit young talented apprentices. This fits in with the OPA's commitment around people development and our succession planning strategy.
Yeah, and Adrian, I know that as a past president of the TSA and a very active council member today, the OPA has been involved with the Bulk Liquid Operational Apprenticeship Programme from the very beginning.
That's right, Peter. The OPA wanted to introduce operator apprentices. However, no relevant programmes were available at the time. So we sought support from the Tank Storage Association, Reynolds Training and Cogent Skills to develop an accredited programme. The first Bulk Liquid Apprenticeship programme started in September 2019. 3 apprentices joined the OPA in June of that year, which allowed them to spend a few months becoming embedded into the business before they attended the course at CATCH facility in Grimsby. To date, we have had 12 apprentices going through the course. 9 apprentices have been recruited to work in the oilfield depots in Scotland, and a further 3 recruited to work in the southern depots. Additionally, for 2024, we are looking to recruit 3 more operator apprentices who will be based across our southern and Scottish sites. It has been incredibly rewarding to see the new talent develop with us and choose rewarding careers in our sector. Currently, our operator apprentices who have completed their apprenticeships have subsequently been promoted into field supervisor positions within the OPA and hence become key members of the depot teams. I would also mention that I started my career as an electrical apprentice with British Coal, so I have knowledge of gaining a solid foundation on which to build a successful career. Our young people deserve every opportunity to learn from their more experienced colleagues, and I'm sure they will prove their capabilities and become future leaders of our businesses.
Apprenticeships are a great way for businesses across the terminals sector to grow talent and build a more resilient workforce to support business objectives today and as the sector looks to the future. To find out more about the terminal sector, career opportunities and apprenticeships, visit the Tank Storage Association's dedicated website at jobs.tankstorage.org.uk. Thank you, Peter, John, and Adrian, for your contribution today, and thank you for listening. Remember that you can find Terminals Talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all major platforms. As always, check out our website, tankstorage.org.uk, for all latest news and insights on the terminals industry in the UK. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please spread the word. Have a great day.